40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Five people are dead after an employee opened fire at a bank in Louisville, Kentucky, and live streamed it. He's dead. More from CBS's Roxana Saberi.
333's Main Old National Bank. Another caller advising possibly 8 to 9 people have been shot.
Calls to 911 started coming in just after 8:30. Within 3 minutes, police officers arrived at Old National Bank in downtown Louisville. The suspect fired his rifle at them, and police immediately began to exchange gunfire.
I have a description of a white male, Connor, 60 tall, light blue shirt, dark colored pants.
New research shows more young people are getting shot to death in the U.S. CBS's Monica Ricks has details.
The CDC says the number of kids and teens dying from fatal shootings is skyrocketing.
About a third of gun deaths every year are because of suicide with a gun. About two-thirds are homicide with a gun.
Sarah Bird Sharps is with Everytown for gun safety. She blames a lack of gun reform.
Very, very clear correlation between weak gun laws and more children getting killed and injured with guns.
Guns are the leading cause of death for kids and teens in the U.S., but shootings disproportionately target Black and Hispanic kids. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Justin Jones gets his seat back in the Tennessee House after Nashville's Metro Council votes to reappoint him on an interim basis.
The people of District 52, 78,000 people have a voice in this chamber once again.
Jones and lawmaker Justin Pearson were expelled by the Republican supermajority last week. Pearson could be reappointed on Wednesday when the commission in his district holds its vote. The Department of Justice is appealing the ruling by a Texas judge that would overturn the approval of the abortion drug mifepristone. CBS's Rob Legere with more on that.
The Biden administration asked the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals to further delay its enforcement. The Justice Department argued the ruling would, quote, undermine healthcare systems and pose undue harm to patients.
A vaping company settles one of its lawsuits against a state for millions. CBS's Matt Piper.
This settlement is the latest for the San Francisco-based company after allegations that it markets its e-cigarettes to underage users. Juul must now pay West Virginia $7.9 million. Last year, it paid $440 million to settle a two-year investigation by 33 states into the marketing of its high-nicotine vaping products. The FDA in June ordered Juul to stop marketing and distributing its products in the U.S. to protect public health.
No contract deal for some 9 months of talks. So professors and grad student workers at New Jersey's Rutgers University are on strike. Sticking points, higher pay and better working conditions. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
My former boss, George Stanley, former editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I've told you the story of that my brother and I are fighting over who's going to get our tickets. I think I have claim because I live here.
Exactly.
Right? He's older, but I live here.
Yeah, but that trumps it.
So. It's been decided now. It's done.
I'll tell my